I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
My art history, I was very privileged, very lucky to have had the last, I guess, part of the 19th, 20th century tradition. When I was born, it was a time that Pablo Casals was in the island, and he brought that, you know, his own tradition. Some of my teachers had studied in Europe before the Second World War. I was born when Spain was still dominant. Puerto Rico was a colony of Spain. And so that root of Spanish was always present in my family.
Join us for a rich and inspiring episode featuring Jose Ramos Santana, Steinway artist and one of the foremost interpreters of Spanish and Latin American piano music. Jose reflects on how his Puerto Rican roots, mentorship under Alicia de la Rocha, and love for Spanish composers shaped his artistry, while spotlighting the powerful piano works of Puerto Rican composers.
The Spanish music was always a very strong kind of definition in my upbringing. Therefore, I think that I loved it. So I think that my mission is to continue that with that old tradition. And of course, later on, I met Alicia de la Rocha, and the Spain culture and the Spanish tradition in me was deeply rooted. And so I feel that, you know, I'm a conduit for the new generation. From this point of view, my mission is also to educate young generations of pianists. So I think that this is what I want to make sure that I establish, you know, as my legacy and as my mission. Again, I'm being very fortunate, and I'm very thankful for life for having had great teachers in my background. From Puerto Rico to, you know, to the end of my studies, they all carry a tradition that is lost, and I am a link to that old tradition, to that of artists in artistry in the piano.
Tune in Tuesday, April 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. For our paid subscribers, enjoy exclusive early access to this episode on Substack on April 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, one day before the official release of this episode. Do not miss this celebration of Spanish and Latin American heritage, artistry, and expression.